episode 2 of the Odori Park. I have not figured out a title for this minicast yet. Minicast. Let's call it the Odori Park minicast, episode 2. Title? How do you say that in katakana? Tanuruzu ando toruruzu. I'm only saying it that way because I feel obligated to make this somewhat relevant to Japanese or Japan, considering that my comic is ostensibly connected to Japanese culture. So, what I was just mangling terribly is the name of one of the first, here comes the geek, role-playing games that I ever played. Not the first. The first was a stripped-down version of good old Dungeons & Dragons that was packed into the body of a choose-your-own-adventure book that I got when I was 11 years old, and that sort of set the stage for everything to come. I don't remember the name of that, but I remember having a perforated pull-out character sheet that doubled as a bookmark and being just a very, very cool thing for an 11-year-old to geek out on. But Tunnels and Trolls, for the uninitiated, is contemporary of Dungeons and Dragons that I played in junior high school in the classroom of Mr. Michelko, who was an English teacher by day, and by mid-afternoon, a game master of great renown, at least amongst the small group of us kids in junior high school who knew that he liked to run games for kids after school before the buses came. I had a lot of fun playing Tunnels and Trolls, even though in those days I didn't hardly know any of the rules. One of the neat things that Mr. Michelko did was he only introduced us to enough rules to play the game. We didn't have rule books out in front of us. We didn't have indices and appendices staring us in the face. We had a piece of paper, and he would tell us what to put on it, what our character's attributes were named, and after we rolled the dice, we'd put the scores down, and he'd give us photocopies of just enough of the equipment lists and the spell lists to get us started, which meant that we weren't bogged down by a lot of trying to figure out rules or trying to figure out loopholes and rules, and instead we could just dive into the often bizarre and twisted worlds and puzzles that he would create. So when I think of Tunnels and Trolls, I think of classmates in the guise of elves and warriors blindly taste-testing tables full of mysterious potions to see what sort of bizarre effects they would have on their body, or trying to figure out why the balloon monster behind the locked door would only speak in exact reverse. Those were a lot of good times. The reason I'm thinking about that, and the reason why I have laid bare this part of my geekish past to the small portion of the world listening to this, is that just recently I pulled out the Lego Heroica games that my son and wife so wisely gave me for Father's Day last year, and started to ever so gently apply rules from Tunnels and Trolls to them so that I could maybe give my 6-year-old, soon to be 7-year-old son, a little bit something more to chew on as we move the little micro figures around the very cool Lego boards. If you haven't figured it out, I also like to geek out on these Lego Heroica games. What a very cool concept, mixing Legos with role-playing. And I think that at 6 going on 7, my little boy is at just the right age to be corrupted by the geek germ. But, I mean, it's already in there. I sung the Spider-Man theme to him in the womb, which, by the way, is something that my wife strictly forbade me from doing to our second son, which has not stopped him from getting to a point where he will at any given moment suddenly break out in a hummed chorus of the Imperial March from Star Wars. So you can see how well that worked out for her. So anyway, stream of consciousness being what it is, I have gotten nowhere, but I started from nowhere, and hopefully you enjoyed this little look into my brain that I might continue next time I record one of these, but now I have to stop because I am home and people in the parking lot watching me in the car talk to myself may start to think I'm strange. So until next time.